Blog Talk Radio.
Edition. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's the eve of Christmas Eve. Wow. Man, this is loving the holiday season, loving this end of the year season. Oh, wow, this is something unbelievable. So I guess Santa Claus is getting his rest. He and the reindeer. This is just amazing. But thank you again for tuning in to the Sunday night version. Congratulations to the Saints. Congratulations to the Cowboys, too, because they're still in it. So, oh, wow, but congratulations to all the winners. Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking. And through all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room. Hung up the stocking, that day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football, you ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself. It's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day. Come Merry Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard. Oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day.
Christmas care. I can't decide if I can let you in. Don't wanna tell you.
how beautiful, none other than writer, producer, former member of Prince and the Revolution. And still, you know, the Revolution has been, you know, been getting together and having fun this past year. And, you know, they had a big reunion last February in Minneapolis. And you need to be friends with Brown Mark, because he is amazing, amazing to network with.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Cuz, what up? AP Pinky's up.
Hey, King Mo, what it do?
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again.
You know you want this, yeah.
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably done forgot your man. Oh, man. I got that good thing. Know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget your man.
Work it out for me, make the booty pop, keep the blood flowing, baby keep me rock, I pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, back slowly, you know the pop is sipping, and we ain't tripping off a weight, staying shake, lifting up my baby in the cake, see his face look shocked, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take it for a walk, no doodle, what? Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never forgot your man, your man.
Get out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the chop. Young homie keeping watch like the ex-girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taken. I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding name. Girl's name. Kissing name. Ask where you been. Took it, niggas, man. Took it. Why I blast? Giving up career. Free to put some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like a past. Trey and a CD. Both covered in ash.
Woo! L. Junior doing his thing. Who will be visiting with us in the very near future? And if you missed that profile show that I did with him last Saturday during Weekend Edition of the Shock Entertainment Report, you definitely should check it out. Here's Foxman, Jingle Bells. Happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday, you Christmas baby, you.
Dashing through the snow, one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. The girl I yearned to know, seated by my side. My horse was lean and light, his fortune seemed his life. Ran into a drifted bank, and we got upside. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. riding by in a one-horse open sleigh. Laughed as there I sprawled and I quickly rode away. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
FoxmanMusic.com and of course at ReverbNation.com. Foxman is amazing. Yes, he is. It's so close to midnight where I am in the deep south of America. Here's my friend Charisma, also known as Crashney Sirius. Here's the Midnight Dreams. What's up, Istanbul, Turkey? Thank you.
In the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, Christmas. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Hope yours is sleeping warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas. The sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Christmas. Merry Christmas, hope you're sleeping warm. Merry Christmas, G.I.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that's another one by Wiz Four in the Foundry. He'll be down, of course, and like I said before, climbing the charts. Here's Six String Woody, another one, one of his newest ones, Gone Baby Gone.
Baby, please.
so good. I know I'm just like chilling and enjoying it. Excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you standing there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. But this next door is crowded, girl.
Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Wow. Wow, that's wow. Hey, you know you can track Santa, right? I'm sure many of you are tracking him. Right now, I am on the website, NORADSanta.org, and this is where you can track Santa. And there's like a countdown right now happening, countdown to track Santa. And it is 55 minutes and 44 seconds to tracking Santa now. I am liking the Facebook page now and posting the link on my Facebook page for NORAD Santa. And also, this is what's going on. Welcome to NORAD Track Santa. All of the preparations for Santa's journey are in place. Santa's elves have been busier than usual this year, preparing for Santa's launch on December the 24th. Return each day to receive updates from the North Pole and discover new surprises on Santa's activity page. For even more holiday activities, visit About Santa page. Oh, well, the daily activity is pretty much over because it's the countdown, and like I said before, the countdown to track Santa is literally 54 minutes and 47 seconds. They have the little tracking moment. There's Operation Goodwill. Find out how you can help make this Christmas very special for those who serve our nation. Check out what each military service is up to this day, and learn how you can help keep NORAD Track Santa going for future generations. So go ahead, because it's a all season, all year website, but tracking Santa right now, and they're tweeted out now, NORAD Santa. Wow, can you believe it's only one more day until NORAD Track Santa on this journey around the world? And there's a YouTube channel also, and videos. There's an awesome promotional video showing the reindeers and Santa. And also they have a little area about Santa and how to track Santa. And then there's, here it is, about NORAD. We have the watch, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. NORAD is a United States and Canada binational organization charged with the missions of aerospace warning. Aerospace control, the maritime warning for North America, Aerospace warning includes the monitoring of man-made objects in space and the detection, validation, and warning of attack against North America, whether by aircraft, missiles, or space vehicles, through mutual support arrangements with other commands. Aerospace controls includes ensuring air sovereignty and air defense of the airspace of Canada and the United States. The renewal of the NORAD agreement in May 2006 added a maritime warning mission, which entails a shared awareness and understanding of the activities conducted in U.S. and Canadian maritime approaches, maritime areas, and internal waterways. Headquartered in Colorado Springs, Colorado, NORAD's mission has evolved over the years to meet the changing threat. Though outstanding by national operation, NORAD has proven itself effective in its roles of watching, warning, and responding. The events of September 11, 2001 demonstrated NORAD's continued relevance to North American security. Today, NORAD provides civil authorities with a potent military response to capability to counter domestic airspace threats should all other methods fail. See, this is serious. NORAD takes Santa Claus serious. So some of you non-believers, why don't you? The men and women of NORAD are constantly watching the skies and waterways of the United States and Canada to keep us safe, and obviously keeping Santa safe too. NORAD's area of operations is broken down into three regions, and then they have on the page, on the website, where you can click the different regions to watch a video and learn more. There's the Alaska NORAD region, which is known as ANR. There's the Canadian NORAD region, which is known as CANR. And then it's headquartered, of course, like I said before, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And then there's the continental U.S. NORAD region, known as CONR. And that's located in Tyndall Air Force Base, Florida. So that is amazing. And so there's also an FAQ section in regards to Santa. So that's all about NORAD. So that's serious business for NORAD that have this website. But Santa, you know, about Santa. Santa keeps a long list of children who have been good throughout the year. This list grows longer each year due to the world's increasing population. Check out the world's population and right now. It's on the website where you can I can click and see the population. So Santa has a lot of work to do. Man, I wonder what kind of diet, you know, what Santa do to keep himself just going. That's a lot of work in a short time. Though his list gets him longer, thank God for the elves and for his reindeer and for his loving, supportive wife, Mrs. Claus. Santa still has to deliver all of the presents in the same amount of time. If one were to assume he works in the realm of standard time, he would need to limit his stay to about 3/10,000 of a second per home. Santa Claus is more than 16 centuries old, yet he does not appear to age at all. This is our biggest clue that he does not work within time as we know it. This whole trip may appear to us taking only 24 hours, but to Santa it may last days, weeks, even months in standard time. Santa would never rush the important job of distributing presents to children and spreading holiday cheer to everyone. So the only logical conclusion is that Santa functions within a different time-space continuum than the rest of us. Santa is a true mystery to us all. Wow, I love mysteries. I've always loved Santa. Is he real? Based on historical data and more than 50 years of NORAD tracking information, we believe that Santa Claus is alive and well in the hearts of children throughout the world, and adults also. I mean, this is me talking. So he's alive and well in my heart. Santa Claus is known by many names, including St. Nick. Historians claim that the history of Santa starts with the tradition of St. Nicholas, a 4th century Christian priest who lived in the Middle East and became famous for his kindness. He was known for giving gifts to the less fortunate, sprinkling gifts of gold down people's chimneys and by hiding surprises in their stockings. It may be that Santa we know today emerged from the legacy of St. Nicholas. Clearly, Santa's basic approach to gift-giving is strikingly similar. Could they be the same person? Only Santa Claus knows for sure. Long before the Wright brothers flew the first airplane or the Montegolfier brothers launched the first hot air balloon, Santa had to find a way to travel from house to house at great speed. We know from our Santa Cam images that Santa's choice for quick transportation was a herd of flying reindeer. Detailed information on this reindeer remains elusive. We do know, however, that Santa enlisted the reindeer to help him with his worldwide mission of gift-giving. A veil of sweet mystery hides the rest. And a Virginia letter written in December 1987 is the most famous example of a child wanting to know about Santa. Dear editor, I am 8 years old, but my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. It's about to bring tears to my eyes. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon. Oh, my God. That has tears in my eyes, most definitely. Let's see if I can.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the New York Sun newspaper, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Yours sincerely, Virginia O'Hanlon. December 1897.
And then that was her letter. Listen to the editor's response to Virginia's letter.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except that which they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's or little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect as compared with the countless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they all abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and light. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to have men to watch in all of the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which the strongest men, or even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, and romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else as real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and lives forever.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I am literally crying. That is so beautiful.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the
so beautiful. That is at the website. This is the website, so you can track Santa also. Just so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful response.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old.
Your little friends are wrong.
Yes, most definitely. I am literally crying. Tears are streaming down my face because that is so, so beautiful. Oh, my God. So most definitely, track Santa. Officially, we'll begin tracking Santa in about 50 minutes. So wow, that was so beautiful because Santa is alive and well in all of our hearts, from kids to adults. you know, it's just so amazing. My mother and I were just talking last night because she raised me to believe. And, of course, I understand this is Christ's Christmas. Christ is celebrate the birth of Christ. But then also my mother raised me to believe in Santa Claus. And so I think it's so important to keep the tradition and keep the fun and the life of Santa alive. And obviously Santa did exist, and he does exist. But I was telling my mother that I always felt that Santa exists, because we were talking about shopping, and she would talk about how she would do her shopping. And I said, in the way you handled your shopping, you really had me believing that there was actually a Santa Claus, you know. My mother knew anything about what Santa knows, you know. So it's just amazing. Our friends and our loved ones and our parents, they do their part. But Santa knows all. He knows when we're bad or good, right? So this is just amazing, and I love it. I think this is just an awesome website. So beautiful, and I'm telling you, I'm just literally crying from that letter in the 1800s and editor's response to that child. You all just heard it. So beautiful. So if you have little ones, definitely track Santa. But you know, you're one of those adults like me also that I've grown up a lot this year, but still the kid, when it comes to Santa, the kid in me is alive and well. So you know, check out this website. You see, this is a legitimate website from NORAD. You can't get no more serious than NORAD. NORAD is taking Santa seriously. And also, you know, they're making sure that it's safe for Santa to travel. You all see this. I always see it in the news every day. We got to make sure Santa is safe and comfortable delivering his gifts, you know. So that's one reason why NORAD is taking it seriously also, you know, because we want Santa and the reindeers to be safe in their travels and delivering. You know, we know that there's bad guys out there also. So, wow. Also, to track Santa, there are a number of ways you can track Santa with NORAD. To track Santa on Cesium and Beam Maps, like right now, it's Christmas Eve. They say return to this page on NORAD, the Track Santa page, and download the official NORAD Track Santa app. There are apps where you can track Santa. And also, if you want to speak with a live operator, visit the Contact Us page to learn how. And also, you can call 1-877-HI-NORAD, 1-877-HINORAD for more information, because, you know, let the tracking begin, because it's almost that time. This is just super, super, super amazing. So I just posted and shared a promotional video. The NORAD Santa Claus. Santa cams are ultra cool, high-tech, high-speed digital cameras that NORAD pre-positions at many locations around the world. The cameras capture images and videos of Santa and his reindeer. This is going to be so awesome as they make their journey around the world. This page is continuously updated as new videos become available. So check back often. So this is going to be, like, super, super amazing, because there are cameras, special cameras, set up around the world where we can actually see Santa and the reindeer as they travel. I am super excited. This is so awesome. I'm getting chills. So this is so much fun. So, again, check out NORAD. I'm checking out the YouTube channel right now. So the YouTube channel is NORAD Santa, NORAD Santa, NORAD Santa. And it goes to say on the YouTube channel that the NORAD Track Santa program has been around for a long time. And when I say long, I mean long, since 1955 to be exact. We believe that Santa Claus is alive and well in the hearts of people throughout the world. And then they state how on December the 1st, the countdown to Santa's flight begins. So it's just amazing. So I'm checking out the YouTube channel, and then there's channel they're showing a week ago. There's a message showing Santa Claus watching North American Aerospace Defense Command headquarters, a holiday message. So this is like super, super awesome. So go ahead and check out the YouTube channel and subscribe to NORAD Santa also. I just subscribed to NORAD Santa. So let's definitely track. This is real. You all probably see on your news programs like I do and other programs where you can track Santa. This is legit, you all. This is legit. You all know it's legit. You all know NORAD is all about seriousness and protection and safety of our skies in Canada and in America. And so this is serious business. And, of course, they care about Santa also and the safety of Santa and the reindeer as they distribute these gifts to kids throughout the world. So this is in those that are, you know, have been nice and not naughty, you know. So I think this is so awesome, so awesome. So please check it out. And I literally was in tears, honestly, no faking and shaking here, because this is so special. Check out that letter. And I shared it with you. Hopefully you all could hear it from my computer, the little girl's letter and the response from the editor, which really had me bawling in the answering the question if Santa exists or not, because the little girl from the 1800s, her friends, you know, they were like in kind of disbelief. So the editor definitely answered her question eloquently, I must say. Don't you think so? I believe you agree. So that's just amazing. And I know some of you out there that says, stop this. You know, Santa does not exist. Santa does not exist. Well, love does exist. And Santa does exist. I mean, he exists. He exists in our heart. So, wow. You know? So, this is just amazing time. And it's true, Christmas comes but once a year. So it's so important for us to spread love and good cheer. You know? And it's the end of the season. If you're feeling, you know, grinchy, bah humbug, yeah, you know, look forward and feel good that, and pray that you see 2013. There's the excitement of a new year that's ahead of us. So this is just a good time. It's a time to encourage yourself, motivate, encourage oneself to feel good, better also, because this is a time of year when people do feel those blues, those holiday blues also. So it's not being unrealistic of actually what's going on. So this is just fun. There's a lot of fun shows on also right now. I see one of my favorite shows on right now, Judge Neil, and many other Blog Talk Radio shows of different niches are on. Oh, this is an amazing Blog Talk Radio. Yo.com community, and we had a super good time with the co-founder, Alan Levy, on Thursday night, the Alan Levy Show. So much fun, and he talked about how the Blog Talk Radio was created, and also how up to 2013 it's going to be an amazing year for us here. So thank you so much for your support, my worldwide listeners. Everywhere. And remember, on January the 1st, I'm going to be a guest on my UK cohort, my friend, relationship expert, Ebony Empress, who calls in often, a friend of the show. I'll be a guest on her show on January the 1st. She invited me to be a guest on her show because we're going to talk about the arrival of the new year. So that should be fun. And that might be a good sign for me also, in regards of my life, period. My love life. I don't know. I'm really going into the new you're just very optimistic and super excited overall. I'm very in business mind mode. So I'm all about reaching all business goals and being successful in regards to business endeavors. And prayerfully, love will find me, you know, also in 2013. But we're going to have a blast on Ebony Empress show, Real Talk, on January the 1st. And you all know how much I love the worldwide audience, but I have amazing listeners and supporters and friends that are in the UK, and so she's based in the UK. I'm based in the US, and so we're going to have a blast of a good time, and also her regulars, I'm sure, will be guests also on the show, and they are always super fun. Always have a super blast, good time in her chat room. So those of you that listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, definitely listen to Real Talk on January the 1st, okay? And you're going to get hooked because her show is super amazing. And then hopefully her listeners that have never listened to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will get hooked also on the vibe of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's Davey Hamilton. I'm going to hold you.
I'm going to hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. If the darkness should disappear in the darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing through, with the love that's true, I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair. When there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair, I'm gonna be there by your side. When life's too hard to take, should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you.
I'm
darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing through, with the love that's true, I'm gonna hold you. Darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here.
Mother's name on it, and I'm like, a greeting card from the White House. And I walked in with the mail, and I said, Mom, you won't believe who you received a greeting card from. She was like, who? Cousin Blank? I have a cousin who lives in Montana. And I was like, no, because, you know, we talk to my cousin often. So she was like, okay, he mailed us a card? What? We always talked to him on the phone. And I said, no. And then I handed her the card, and she saw the White House. She looked up at me like, oh, my God. And so it was a greeting card, and this is what the greeting card says. And I have it all over Twitter and on my Facebook page. I send my warmest wishes this holiday season. Across our country, Americans are giving thanks for the tremendous service and sacrifice of all who have worn the uniform of the United States. And as we pay tribute to the brave men and women who have not returned from the battlefield, and you all know my mother knows how that is. Let me finish. As we pay tribute to the brave men and women who have not returned from the battlefield, we reaffirm a most sacred obligation that we must never forget and that we must never stop trying to return them to their families and the country they fought to protect. Michelle and I will keep you and your family in our prayers, and we wish you peace and happiness in the new year. Sincerely, Barack Obama. I'll reread it. I extend my warmest wishes this holiday season. Across our country, Americans are giving thanks for the tremendous service and sacrifice of all who have worn the uniform of the United States. And as we pay tribute to the brave men and women who have not returned from the battlefield, we reaffirm a most sacred obligation that we must never forget and that we must never stop trying to return them to their families and the country they fought to protect. Michelle and I will keep you and your family in our prayers, and we wish you peace and happiness in the new year. Sincerely, Barack Obama. And so beautiful with the White House still in the middle and holly berry bushes on both sides. I have the card posted on my Facebook pages and Twitter and Tumblr and so on. So thank you, President and First Lady, for including my mother, who loves you all so much, and we love you all. We love you all. For including Mama on your greeting card list. And I thank you also for keeping in contact with me also via email. But I was, like, super excited. I thought that was so amazing, so good to have included my mom on the list also. Because I know there's a way you can get yourself on a list, because I had thought about doing that. But that was just an amazing, amazing and very sweet surprise. Most definitely. So thank you, and we wish, of course, the First Family a Merry, Merry Christmas as they celebrate in the birth state of the president in Hawaii. So, see, our Republicans maybe his birth home state of Hawaii. He's celebrating Christmas in the beautiful, warm weather. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so thank you so much. And, you know, I'm from a very patriotic family. Like, I mean, all of us, or many of us are very, you know, family filled with veterans, and many relatives are in service right now as we speak. I don't think I have any relatives. I would know. I don't have any relatives in any war areas right now, but my family is filled with veterans, and those in different branches of the military are getting ready to retire, just retired also. So, my real actual last name is Williams, and that's my mother's last name. And her, the name that I wear, her husband, Everett Williams, was missing in action during the Korean War. And that's my elder sister, Diane, who y'all hear me talk about, her father. Then the other four of us, we have the same father also, but the name Williams, the name that I wear, is my actual real name because of my mother's last name. And my other brothers and sisters, their names and my mother's maiden name. Because, of course, both my father, she and my biological father, they were together a long time, and so we all have the other four of us all have the same father, but my other sister's father, Everett Wells, he was MIA in the Korean War. So those are very touching words, because even families now, like the president said, it's important to get the troops back. But then there are some that don't come back also because they're missing in action or something of that sort. And those are some very touching and truthful words. And it seemed like the president probably wrote that greeting card himself from his own heart. I just feel that. You know, there are the writers, and then there's writing from your own heart also. So that was just a one, just to get a card, period, and then to get to the touching card with words of that kind are just so amazing. So Mom and I, and Mom really appreciates that, and thank you all for that very kind gesture also. Just so that's very awesome. So, again, I'm wishing everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas, because it's Christmas Eve now. And when the show started, it was Christmas. It was Eve of Christmas Eve, but it's December 24th where I am at in the deep south of the United States of America. And we have one more week before the 2013 for NYE, New Year's Day, and all that arrives. But right now, it is Christmas time. Kwanzaa starts on Wednesday. So those of you that are gearing up and getting ready for Kwanzaa celebrations, wishing you much love and fun also. So here's Jess Lamb, Sunglasses at Night.
Sorry, lines up. I
Oh, man, Jess Lamb has an amazing voice. That's an awesome rendition of Sunglasses at Night. It's one of my favorite 80s songs. Anybody who knows me knows how much I love everything and all things the 80s. Reaganomics. Larry Graham and Prince. Oh, baby.
Just hope it's not too far.